Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir ourselves, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! Without a road!
Welcome to the week, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Welcome to FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. We really appreciate you listening. That's right, we're here. We're live in the Relax and Comfort Studios. And by we, I mean, well, we got a special treat for us today. He usually doesn't stop by on Mondays, but he did today. And that is the Commanding General of the American Adversaries Army, Colonel Danny McKnight. Great to see you, Colonel.
Well, I'm really happy to be here, and I'm sitting in the other guy's seat today, aren't I?
I call that the driver's seat, that otherwise known as the host's chair, because you got them there knobs and buttons you can push over there. All right, so that is Colonel McKnight. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart, and if you don't believe me, just go to our Facebook page and check out the great photograph that Tom O'Brien did of me. He caught me at a candid moment. And then also, Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. The number is 407-774-8255 for the Relax and Comfort Studios. Once again, you can always also listen to us on our brand new website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Just hit that listen live button. And yes, the amendment recommendation is up. I'll mention that a little bit later on in the show. We had a great discussion about the amendments last night on the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. And you can also always listen to us on AM660TheAnswer.com. Your smart devices by downloading, and you only have to do it once, of course, the free Answer Orlando app, and then also on your Alexa devices. We are not, however, up on the Titan Cave Cam tonight. The old equipment was, we had to run 4 cables the way we were doing it, and we were tripping over them all the time and ended up messing up the cables. So I've got a new piece of equipment on the way. We'll have it up and running sometime this week, and we'll only have one cable to deal with, and the reception on your end will be so very much better. So so we won't be up on the Titan Cave Cam until we get that new piece of equipment, but it's on the way. All right, so 407-774-8255 is the number. Abe Katzman will be joining us live from Jerusalem tonight, and we got a lot to talk about with him, including a race here in Florida that's being watched over in Israel. So we're going to talk about that with Abe Katzman, as well as the Jamal Khashoggi business and other things as well. You know, there's more and more violence on the Gaza border there, and it appears as though the Palestinians want a war with Israel. So we'll talk about all that with Abe Katzman. In the second hour of the show, Colonel David Smith's going to stop by for a little while. He, of course, is running for a Florida House seat over there in the Winter Springs and East Central Florida area. I'll have him give you the boundaries, and he's running against a Democrat socialist, I'll call the person. But anyway, big show lined up for you tonight. I did make my recommendations on the amendments last night. A lot of you have been emailing and asking about the amendments, and to make the long story short, I'm voting no on every one of those rascals. I know there's some in there that conservatives are promoting and will be voting yes for, and I know several of them are going to pass. I don't know which ones, but I'm voting no on all of the amendments. And you can go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. In there, I make an explanation. I set the bar very high on amendments. Do we need it? What's going to be the, are there going to be unintended consequences, right? And is it concise or is it understandable? And none of these are, in my opinion. None of these meet the test.
That's one of the big things. People don't really read it and then try to understand it. Well, and they have to do a little work to do that, but they just don't do that well enough. And I can know that for a fact because Linda reads every single letter of every word in there that reason.
Well, here's the sort of a dirty little secret for you. What you read on your ballot is not the actual amendment. It's a description of the amendment. You never see, unless you really go digging for it, the actual language of the amendment. Mm-hmm. And one reason they don't put that on there is because it's hard enough to understand as it is. No one would be able to understand it.
You're right. Yep.
And so you're not even reading what you're voting for. Right? It's ridiculous. And that's just one of the problems. That's an overriding issue. But none of these, in my opinion, meet the test. And I know so there are a lot of, I'm sorry, Grant, if you're listening out there. But I just can't, once again, you can go to the website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and I'm sure we'll be debating these as the election day approaches 3 weeks from tomorrow, by the way. And early voting will start here in mere days. That's why we went ahead and got these recommendations out there, and we had a nice discussion about it on the show last night. And I'm going to make sure that we get that show posted up, if it isn't already, on our website quickly, so you can hear that discussion. But as I said, I'm voting no. I'm making it easy on myself. I'm voting no on all of them. And as I said, there are various reasons that I give for doing that you'll find at the website. President Trump himself was in Florida today to visit North Florida. Have you ever been to Tyndall Air Force Base up there, Colonel, to do a speech or do a seminar?
That's where I used to go every year when we did the Wounded Warrior event up there. And I went to every one of those. As a matter of fact, was one of the first to even go there and do that and speak. But, I've seen, and Tyndall is right beside where we always did
Tyndall
that.
Tyndall is
right
evidently there. Wiped out.
Yeah, it had planes upside down and everything.
I didn't know that Tyndall was such a crucial Air Force base, that some of the stealth new stealth aircraft fly out of there. Mm-hmm. It's like high security business there at Tyndall, and that place is going to have to be rebuilt.
Yeah, but I think they did a pretty good job of getting the aircraft themselves out of there.
Right.
I think they had one or two that they didn't get out that you could see them turned upside down. So.
Right.
But especially stealth, you don't dare want to leave that one.
Anything that could fly got out of there.
They got them out of there.
And
exactly.
They did indeed. But it is devastating up there. It was much like South Florida when Andrew went through. You get about a 30, 40-mile wide tornado is what it is, essentially, until it calms down a little bit. And fortunately, there wasn't more populated area in North Florida, because it would have been devastating for whatever was up there in that particular upper right-hand quadrant of the storm as it comes ashore. You don't want to be on the right side of a hurricane.
Yeah, real shame what happened to the Mexico part up there.
Mexico Beach.
Exactly.
Obliterated.
Just unbelievable. Yep, really was.
Obliterated.
Yep.
And the president and first lady were visiting there today, seeing the devastation. And also the president was going to visit Georgia. A lot of devastation there in Georgia. Mm-hmm. You know, both you and I are from Georgia, born in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And we got clay in our blood.
Yep, that's right, for sure.
Elizabeth Warren's got a smidgen, supposedly, of Indian in her blood, but we got red clay in our blood.
That's right.
But it is a nasty situation up there. But the president is handling it as well as any president can. Meanwhile, you know, a lot of attention is being paid to his 60 Minutes interview last night.
I saw that one.
Did you?
Yep. And, I didn't catch all of it, but I...
Did you catch the part where he talked about General Mattis?
Yes.
And now, we don't know what's going on. You know, we don't know the ins and outs. It seems to me General Mattis has been a good, loyal soldier.
Exactly.
For the president. Now, we don't know, you know, what kind of advice he gives, and if the president, you know, takes his advice a lot or not, but he listens to the secretary. But let's suppose for a moment that Mattis decides to resign or whatever. Who do you think would be a good replacement for him? Do you have someone in mind, an army general perhaps?
I believe the Secretary of Defense should be a military person.
It should be.
Army,
absolutely.
Navy, Air Force, I don't care, right. Really. But I believe it should have a military background if you're going to be the Secretary of Defense. And look at how well we have done with General Mattis, because he is a general.
Military.
He's been there. He's done it,
right.
And everything. I don't know that... I don't think there's any anger between him and the president. That's just like with Nikki Haley.
Right.
She's up front saying this has nothing to do with any problems. It's just that I need to move on to the next thing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
She's had 2 great years. She's done a tremendous job. And people don't want to give credit where credit is due. I think General Mattis has been superb. I think he's maybe been one of the best Secretary of Defenses that we've ever had.
From the Defense Department's perspective.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And he's not a politician, and I love that, because as a Secretary of Defense, you don't need to be a politician. And I think he has made our military so much stronger, so proud of what they're doing, because they know they got people that are truly behind them and support them and agree with them. And I hope he doesn't leave. But, you know, 2 years of doing what he's done, that's pretty significant. It really is. And, you know, you can only do something so long, and it just wears you down.
Right.
So I think that probably is – I don't think he's getting fired. I don't think Donald Trump is telling him to leave. I think General Mattis is saying, this is just my time.
Okay. All right. While we're talking about this military stuff, we have a caller, Jan, on the line, who wants to ask about Tyndall Airport, Air Force Base. Hello, Jan. How are you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
I just want to say I really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
But I have a question. Hugh Hewitt said on the radio this morning that there were 17 airplanes left on that Air Force base that were not in good enough shape to fly them out. And so he was guessing, assuming that they were badly damaged from the hurricane. And I'm just wondering if you know. If there's been any more information that came out on that.
I don't know the number. I simply know that anything that could fly was flown out of the base, and that if they were in disrepair, it was prior to the storm arriving. And they probably are in much worse disrepair now if they had been left behind. And I don't know I don't know what kind of planes they were. I don't know.
The ones he was talking about were the very high-end ones that are very expensive and...
That would be very unfortunate. That would be very, very unfortunate if that were the case. Not only that they had been left behind, but because they were left behind because they weren't flyable. So
that was what he said this morning.
That would be the question I would want to know, is why weren't they in good enough condition to fly? So, all right.
Apparently because of the sequester, there was not enough money to...
Well, I know we have talked about that. That's one of the issues that we talked about for years, even before Trump, ran for president.
Exactly.
With the colonel right here. We talked about those things because even training, they weren't even able to use live rounds to train with. And this is it was a bad situation. And this just, if this is the case, if Hugh is right, and he usually is, except when it came to Trump.
Well, maybe you can find out more information.
But what I'm saying, if Hugh Hewitt is right, what it indicates is it's still going to take us a little while to get caught up. That $700 billion is not yet really flushed into the system fully. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you guys for your work.
All right. Thank you, Jan. We appreciate you being out there. Okay. Let's take Brad's phone call, and we've got to take a break and then have Abe on. Brad, you're up next. Thank you for calling tonight. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, guys. Good evening. Good evening. I just wanted to point out a really, really good observation here. As you know, Trump is being grilled all across the media fields now, you know, because, he's got interest in Saudi Arabia, and that's why he doesn't want to do anything over the killing of this so-called journalist from the Washington Compost.
The alleged killing. We do not know at all what has happened. Okay, go ahead.
But I wanted to point out the real hypocrisy, though, because of the way they're grilling him. You know, they've allegedly killed one of our own. When Obama was president, we saw Assad gas infants and babies. Well, now, that's 1,000 times worse than killing alleged so-called journalist. And the media, when he did that red line thing and then didn't back up over the killing of infants and babies by gas, that's what I wanted to show you, the hypocrisy of the fake news media.
Well, you could also take it to the fact that they beheaded Daniel Pearl and did it on video, and so the whole world could see it while he was president, and all he could come up with was, we just need to contain them. All right, thank you, Brad. Appreciate you being out there. Got to take a break. When we come back, we got Abe Katzman on the line. He'll be coming to us, as always, live from Jerusalem. And we will be discussing the Khashoggi thing with him, as well as the violence on the Gaza Strip and interest from Israel in election right here in Central Florida. We'll tell you which one and why. You're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show, and we'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns picking up as far back as 434, and that continues till past I-Drive. You have a crash at I-Drive at Sand Lake that's reported over there at Austrian Court that's contributing to slowdowns in that area. The 429 over at Clarcona Ocoee is still slow. You may want to find another route from that. That's due to the toll upgrades. And 408 east and westbound are still fairly clear, but the ramps leading to it are congested. I'm Zlane, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Of course, that music means it is time for us to go to our man in Jerusalem, Abe Katzman, as he's coming to us live. Abe, how you doing tonight? Appreciate you being with us.
I'm doing okay, but I'm actually here at a Japanese TV crew, and
so smile, because you guys are on the radio also.
Smile. We're on candid camera, huh? All right. Well, konnichiwa to your Japanese TV crew there. Appreciate you being on the show today. We were just talking about, real quickly, and I know we didn't mention this before with you, but we had just been talking a little bit about the hurricane that went through and basically devastated Tyndall Air Force Base. Anything like that ever happen to an Israeli military installation?
Boy, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I mean, they don't get they don't end up with tornadoes and hurricanes and things like that here.
All right,
there was rain.
All right. Well, the hurricanes that occur over there are usually human created, and I'm not talking about climate change. Tell us what's going on the Gaza Strip, because this morning on some of the network programs, they had reporters there wearing body armor and talking about the situation really deteriorating. What can you tell us?
Well, one thing I can tell you is that when reporters dress up in body armor, they're doing it more for show than they are because they really need the body armor. It's hard to say. You know, things with Gaza have been up and down and then down some more and then down some more and then a little bit up and then down some more. That's just kind of the pattern here. This time, though, I would say that the Israeli political establishment and military establishment sounds very firm that they'd better cut out the violence, the rioting, the blowing holes in the fence and trying to swarm some Israeli military position. They're vague. They're not giving any specifics about what it is they're going to do, but it sounds different from what we usually hear. So I don't know what that means. I can speculate. In fact, I will speculate. When they talk about these painful steps and fearsome blows and things like that, I have a feeling they're talking about a kind of a large-scale targeted decapitation of the leadership, a number of assassinations. That's my hunch, but I have no clue, and they probably have something up their sleeve that nobody's thought of.
What about this? I think it's a cabinet secretary or whatever the position is entitled over there in Israel, a fellow by the name of, is it Steinitz, who says that the Palestinians may actually be itching for a war, that they want Israel to engage them?
You know, it's very hard to say what they're doing. There are a lot of different forces involved. And, you know, sometimes they act in ways that we don't always understand as being fully rational. Part of that has to do with their, you know, you always keep in mind that a lot of their war is religiously inspired. And so they might, there are those, they've been drumming into people for a long time, the idea that, you know, that martyrdom is the greatest achievement they can have. I'm not sure what it is that's going on. It may also be part of their game that if they take a beating from Israel, they get more hate. And the people who run Hamas have been, you know, that's part of what they do. They keep conditions in Gaza miserable, go around collecting aid from everybody, skimming an awful lot of it off of the top for their own salaries and their own benefits, and just keeping everybody miserable. If conditions improved, nobody would pay any attention to them.
All right.
So they may need a war.
Yeah. Wow, what a world we live in, right? They need a war. All right, Abe, if you'll stay on the line, we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the District 6 race over here in Florida that is getting some interest over there in Israel. Once again, we are speaking with Abe Katzman. You spell Katzman with an S. You can go to abekatzman.com to find his great work. And when we come back, I hope you'll be with us as well. You're listening to the American Adversaries with us as well. You're listening to the American Adversaries radio show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump says he has spoken with Saudi Arabia's king, who denies any knowledge of what happened to the journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul 2 weeks ago. The president said today he's dispatching Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to the region. Trump has been under pressure to take action on the suspected murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish officials say they fear Saudi agents killed him. President Trump just wrapping up a press conference in Georgia to survey damage by Hurricane Michael. The president and First Lady Melania arriving at Robins Air Force Base this afternoon, and then off to visit a farm and meet farmers who lost crops after the powerful storm raced through Georgia last week on its way to the Carolinas and Virginia after first dealing a blow to the Florida panhandle. On Wall Street, the Dow ending down 89 today, NASDAQ down 66, S&P closing down 16. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
The new ramp on I-4 at the Colonial Interchange is going to require those traveling westbound Colonial Drive from Orange to be in the left lane. A new traffic light was also installed where you have to turn left to get on I-4 westbound. An update regarding State Road 429 at the through lanes that were supposed to open yesterday. The Forest Lake Toll Plaza through lanes are still closed for the toll updates. The traffic will be diverted through the toll plaza, so definitely expect delays, especially during the peak drive times. A UCF cheerleader was arrested on Friday after campus police investigated allegations of choking. The victim, who was another cheerleader, said that she was choked unconscious by Dewan Carter. Carter was arrested over the weekend and is also facing sexual battery charges. He's also no longer in the cheer team. Your high is 90, your low 75, and mostly cloudy. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Your life is an important one, and here at FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, we're interested in hearing about how the station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our station and our host enter your busy world of responsibilities, challenges, and desires for personal growth. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source for much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the news that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we would love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Record a video message on a camera or mobile device and share your story with us. And for simply sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of an Apple iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. You'll have until October 23rd to share your story. So do it today. Visit theanswerorlando.com, theanswerorlando.com, and use the keyword story for all details,
the contest rules,
and to submit your video.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns picking up as far back as 434, and that continues till past I-Drive. You have a crash at I-Drive at Sand Lake that's reported over there at Austrian Court that's contributing to slowdowns in that area. The 429 over at Clarcona Ocoee is still slow. You may want to find another route from that. That's due to the toll upgrades. In 408 east and westbound are still fairly clear, but the ramps leading to it are congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
right, welcome back to the American Adversaries Radio Show, coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios and from Japanese television in Jerusalem. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard me right. I am Christopher Hart, along with Colonel Danny McKnight. We are here in the Relax and Comfort Studios. And on Japanese television in Jerusalem is our dear friend Abe Katzman. And once again, Abe, thanks for being with us tonight.
Sure, I think the Japanese viewers are very happy that they got to hear my theme music.
It's great music, no matter which part of the world you're from. All right, listen, what is going on over here in District 6? Now, let me just give a little information, because that is in our listening audience. District 6 is Ron DeSantis's former district. Of course, Ron is running for governor. And the Republican candidate is a fellow by the name of Michael Waltz, a war hero, and a very smart guy. And he's running against a woman by the name of Nancy Soderberg. So what's the big deal, Abe?
Well, the big deal is that she received an endorsement, which usually would be good news. But her endorsement is from J Street. Now, we've spoken a little bit about J Street before. J Street was actually founded with money provided by George Soros, and it's still supported by him and his web of various foundations and organizations. They get money from, they've gotten donations from pro-Iran groups. They really, even though they advertise themselves as being pro-Israel but pro-peace, the feeling in Israel is we'd like to see the pro-Israel part. We never do. They never seem to have a good thing to say. They're hypercritical. They lobby against Israel's interests. They lobby for the passage of UN condemnations of Israel. If you remember, they actually lobbied in favor of that vicious resolution that was passed in the last days of the Obama administration that declared everything in Israel across the Green Line to be even to be occupied. Flagrant violations of international law. That includes the old city of Jerusalem. That includes all the old holy places. This is something that they actually lobbied for, and it's consistent with pretty much everything else they do. They can't even condemn terror attacks unequivocally. There's always some line in there about rationalizing it or excusing it, or you have to understand the context. Anyway, it doesn't go over so well here, and but what we find is that people in America, a lot of them don't appreciate just what that is, because they figure any organization that bills itself as pro-Israel is going to be pro-Israel, well, and this one just isn't.
Well, now, so, go ahead, finish your thought.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, so now that we think it's deserving of attention when a candidate gets endorsed by J Street. I mean, the people they've endorsed before have included Keith Ellison, who was a 10-year veteran of the Nation of Islam.
Right.
True friend of the Jewish people.
Yeah.
Hank Wilson, who referred to Jews on the West Bank as termites. That's fine.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You say that most common Americans don't know what J Street is all about, and I agree. But what about Nancy Soderberg? Because her claim to fame is that she worked in foreign policy, I believe, for the Clinton administration. Correct me if I'm wrong. And she also worked at the UN. You would think that she knows who these people are all about. Was she glad to get this endorsement? And does she claim to be a friend of Israel?
Well, she does claim to be a friend of Israel. There a lot of the more left-leaning supporters of Israel, there's certain language that they use. They'll work hard for, they'll refer to working hard for a two-state solution. person, and that because that is the only viable solution. And that may be true, ultimately, but when they say that, that is kind of coded language for they would like some kind of solution to be imposed, and it's not just a matter of the way the Trump administration has approached it, where let the parties fight it out, let them argue, and if they can come to a settlement, great, but we can't make peace for them.
Right.
So she does have a UN background. She is typical of pretty much what you'd expect from a foreign policy person who was in the Clinton administration or even some of the people in the Obama administration. She's not a flame-throwing anti-Semite by any means. In fact, when there was that battle at the Democratic convention last time around, when they wanted to condemn Israel or settlements or whatever it was, and it was split, I think, 55% to 45%, she actually was one of the people. She's a Hillary Clinton person, so she was one of the people who actually made sure that language did not go into the platform.
Okay.
Still, what is she doing accepting this endorsement? What does it say about her? What don't we know if she's doing this? And it's got a lot of people worried. We've been paying closer attention to these endorsements, particularly in this election cycle. We did some last time, too. But we're just to give you some idea, again, you know, they target people who are really pro-Israel. They're targeting Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is arguably the most ardent defender of Israel in the entire Senate. And they're backing, you know, Beto O'Rourke, the great Democrat hope in Texas.
Right.
When Hamas was firing missiles at Israel and Israel was being protected with this tremendous new technology they called Iron Dome, they were trying to appropriate additional funding for it, and he voted against it. It was passed 395-8. He was one of the eight. And I know he makes these excuses. He was for Iron Dome before he was against Iron Dome.
Right.
That kind of. But the fact that they endorse him, and when Ted Cruz is running, tells you something about what they don't mean by pro-Israel.
Right.
And what they don't mean, what everybody else thinks pro-Israel means.
All right. One more question about this District 6. Now, that is a strongly conservative district, but it was a pretty bitter Republican primary. And she is getting a lot of money and a lot of, you know, support from groups like what you're talking about. Do you have any feel for what the numbers are right now? Is Israel getting any polling from these districts?
We don't have anything anything on our own. We see what you see. On the one hand, I hope it's at least leaning Republican at this point, which would be, you know, I think that would be very good news. Of course, we also know that polls might be a little bit less reliable than they once were in this current political climate.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I think the unreliability works in the Republicans' favor.
Yeah.
So, if anything, maybe you can add a couple of percentage points to his expected numbers.
Okay. Good deal. Let's talk a few minutes about Jamal Khashoggi. What is being reported in Israel? Is there any indication that Israel has intercepts? Because obviously they have big ears out there. And does anybody have any real idea as to what may be going on?
I suppose it's as likely that Israel knows as it is that anybody else knows, except for the people who are actually there. But this is... this is unusual enough that, partly because of what isn't being said. By the way, and may I point out, boy, was I wrong last week when this story broke.
What are you talking about? You're the one that told us about the bone saw, and he was getting whacked and hacked.
I said it wasn't. Yes, that's true. I did tell you about the bone saw. But I also didn't think that this is going to lead to any major crisis. I figured, okay, it's another guy. He wouldn't be the first Saudi to disappear, and he wouldn't be the first person to disappear in Turkey. So how big a deal could it be?
Right.
But apparently it is, and which leads to the question, why and just who is this guy? There are all sorts of allegations flying around. He was that he was a spy. That he was, in fact, I've heard a spy from two different sides. So the one thing I do know, if you remember the name Adnan Khashoggi, he made a fortune. He was probably might have been the world's biggest arms dealer for some time.
Oh,
that's his
yeah.
uncle.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this is the family that he comes from. He's certainly plugged in. Everybody talks about how he was connected to the royal family, and that, remember, as we've said before, the Saudi royal family, even with these efforts to modernize Saudi Arabia now, I've always said they're one bone saw away. Usually, I think I said bone, but one bone saw away, one scimitar away,
right,
from a major change of power. So I assume that's part of it. What you see, though, is the diplomatic fallout from this. All of a sudden, they start making comments about pro-Palestinian comments, backing East Jerusalem, at least, or maybe all of Jerusalem, as a Palestinian state capital.
Yeah.
At the same time, Mahmoud Abbas starts saying nice things about the Saudis. So apparently everybody feels they've got to shore up themselves diplomatically a little bit. I think you see the same thing going on. There's a certain amount of gamesmanship with the Turks. I think the Turks see an opportunity here to not just embarrass the Saudis, but maybe to fan the flames a little bit if there's a little bit of a diplomatic brush fire.
Well, it could be, and also, before you go any further, could it very well be that the Saudis didn't kill this guy, that somebody else did in order to create this turmoil? Perhaps the Turks, perhaps somebody else?
There was a report I saw just before that, and I can't tell you that it's accurate, but apparently somebody said that the Saudis are now saying that he died in their custody in an interrogation that went wrong. So maybe they're trying to come clean. I think they might have been planning to abduct him, to take him back to Saudi Arabia. I don't know that we're ever going to get all the answers here. I'm not sure that we can believe anything we hear 100%.
Okay. All right. Well, but this does throw a wrench into what appeared to be a detente, so to speak, in the Middle East. As I believe as recently as, was it today or yesterday, Prime Minister Netanyahu was speaking about how Iran had brought Israel and the Arab nations closer together. Is all of that in jeopardy now?
Well, last week I got my prediction completely wrong about diplomatic fallout, so maybe I shouldn't make one this week. But I can't believe that something like this is going to be bigger than having to contend with Iran's nuclear ambitions. The forces that brought the Saudis and the Israelis together are major existential national interests. And I can't see this upsetting them that much. Although, who knows? Maybe Khashoggi was an Israeli spy. As long as people are speculating, could be anything. Of course, the one party here that we should acknowledge is really President Obama, because I think had he not gone forth with his policies regarding Iran, the Sunni states and Israel never would have gotten as close as they did. So let's give credit where it's due, and whatever detente there is in the Middle East right now, even if it's because of a crisis, there's a certain amount of Obama credit.
I guess that leading from behind had its day, huh? So, all right, one last question for you. Did I read this right? That Australia, the Prime Minister of Australia, Morrison, I believe is his name, is considering moving the Australian embassy to Jerusalem?
Yeah, there are actually two pieces to this. One is recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and the other is moving the embassy. Recognizing Jerusalem as the capital is the easier thing to do, and I think we'll at least see that. Now, again, remember, when we see these types of moves, none of this would have happened if President Trump hadn't gone out ahead and, leading not from behind. That's leading. And other countries have followed, and it's good to see Australia getting on board here. There is also the kind of cynical political explanation to this. The Prime Minister's Liberal Party has a one-seat advantage in Parliament, and there is an election coming up. A candidate from his party just happens to be a former Australian ambassador to Israel. And the district happens to be a heavily Jewish district in Sydney. So while he says timing is purely coincidental, although he does give this candidate credit for making him see things a little bit differently, he said this is actually part of that he had to explain a vote at the UN against that would something technical having to do with recognition of the state of Palestine having sharing some council or something like that. But it looks, even if it is political, I'll take it.
Yeah, thank God for the voters.
Not political.
Yeah. All right. Well, Abe, we have to leave it there tonight. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you. God bless you. We will be praying for you in Israel. And a big thanks to your colleagues there from Japan as well. We appreciate their interest.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care, Abe.
All right. Have a great evening. All right. Once again, that is our man Abe Katzman, who joins us every Monday, usually live from his home in Jerusalem there. Today he was entertaining some guests from Japan. He was on TV, or they were taping a segment anyway. So you can go to his website to find his work. That's abekatzman.com. We'll take a break and come back, and we got a whole lot more to go, so please don't go away.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in comfort. Family owned and operated over 50 years. Has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We still have I-4 slowdowns as far back as Longwood. They're picking up a little bit more right now, and it continues through downtown Orlando. It doesn't clear up until after the Millennia area right now. You still have that slowdown at 429 over Clarcona Ocoee due to the toll upgrades. 408 westbound is starting to get congested when you get off I-4. 408 eastbound is fairly clear right now, and the crash at Colonial and Kirkman is in the cleanup stages now. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
My honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
All right, welcome back to the show. That is the excellent tune Kavanaugh, done by the Cigar Rappers, and it's an excellent tune. And we're working to get the lead singer there on the show, because they've done some other parodies too, and they're all very good. Once again, I have Colonel Danny McKnight in the studio. Rick Brown has stopped by.
Good evening, sir.
Always great to see you, Rick.
Good to see you.
Yeah, and David Smith has stopped by. Always great to see you, David.
Always a pleasure to be here, Chris.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to these guys into the next hour of the show, but I want to remind you, of course, that Colonel Danny McKnight is the author of the excellent book Streets of Mogadishu, and he doesn't know it yet because I haven't told him, but one of his books is going to be part of our prize package for our raffle drawing. If you go to our brand new website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and we're going to do the prize drawing on November the 7th when we're at Kitland Park. You know, we're going to be doing this opening ceremony for the Vietnam Wall, traveling Vietnam Wall Memorial. Have you guys ever seen that?
Yes.
Not the traveling one.
Yeah, and it's like a football field long. I mean, this thing is huge.
Very impressive. They had it downtown Orlando just a couple of years ago. It was very impressive.
It's going to be up here in Apopka for the Veterans Day weekend.
They have it at the park down in Wickham Park down in Melbourne. There, almost every time that it's on the road, it ends up there at some point. Yeah. It's amazing. It really is.
And if you have not seen the Vietnam Wall Memorial in Washington, D.C., you really need to see this. And even if you have seen that one, you still need to see this. And it's a duplicate. It's like 3/5 scale, but it's a duplicate. And you can go up and you can scratch the paper, you know, with your loved one's names on it. Do you, any of you guys know anybody on that wall?
I don't have a direct family, but I have friends that have family members that have told me. And I tell you what's you got to go see it. If you're ever in Washington, if you haven't seen it, you need to go see it. And I was fortunate enough as a second lieutenant to be right down the road in Quantico, Virginia, going through my original officer training in January of 1983 when it was dedicated and I got to be there at that ceremony. It was something
else. Awesome. You can be at this ceremony with us on November the 7th. That's the day after Election Day. Hopefully, we'll be in a celebratory mood. And once again, that's at Kitland Park. That's 10 North Forest Avenue in Apopka. November 7th. Put it on your calendar. Live remote broadcast. We'll be back for more of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Please be with us.
News, opinion, passion, FM 105.
Passion, FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando, a service of Salem Media Group. It's 6 o'clock.
Your news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. President Trump says the damage is absolutely incredible.
To see this personally, it's very tough, very, very tough. Total devastation.
The president and first lady visiting areas of the Florida panhandle destroyed by Hurricane Michael, also with visits to Georgia and meetings with farmers who lost their entire crops after the powerful storm raced through Georgia, then dumped rain on the Carolinas and Virginia. Sears has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, buckling under its massive debt load and staggering losses.
Clearly, they couldn't make it. There was a severe penalty for not making it. So rather than walk away and not make a payment at all, they just got to apply for bankruptcy, which will give them at least a 90 to 160-day leeway.
That's Britt Beamer with America's Research Group, who says with a major debt repayment due, bankruptcy was the only way for Sears to avoid total collapse. Also at townhall.com, even amid a thriving economy, it's getting a little more expensive to buy a business. Jeremy House explains.
BizBuySell.com, an online marketplace for small businesses, counted 2,685 closed sales of companies during the third quarter. That's up nearly 4% from a year earlier. It's a sign that owners are reaping the rewards of keeping companies lean and healthy since the recession. The companies sold had a median sales price of $249,000, up nearly 11% from a year earlier.
Biz Buy Sell gets its data from a survey of business brokers. And President Trump has spoken with Saudi Arabia's king, who denies any knowledge of what happened to journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul 2 weeks ago. We're hearing that possibly an admission may come that it was an interrogation that had gone wrong. More at townhall.com.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
And the latest answer traffic now.
The new ramp on I-4 at the Colonial Interchange is going to require those traveling westbound on Colonial Drive from Orange to be in the left lane. A new traffic light was also installed where you have to turn left to get on I-4 westbound. An update regarding State Road 429 at the through lanes that were supposed to open yesterday. The Forest Lake Toll Plaza through lanes are still closed for the toll updates. The traffic will be diverted through the toll plazas, so definitely expect delays, especially during the peak drive times. A UCF cheerleader was arrested on Friday after campus police investigated allegations of choking. The victim, who was another cheerleader, said that she was choked unconscious by Dewan Carter. Carter was arrested over the weekend and is also facing sexual battery charges. He's also no longer in the cheer team. Your high is 90, your low 75, and mostly cloudy. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We still have I-4 slowdowns as far back as Longwood. They're picking up a little bit more right now, and it continues through downtown Orlando. It doesn't clear up until after the Millennia area right now. You still have that slowdown at 429 over Clarcona Ocoee due to the toll upgrades. 408 westbound is starting to get congested when you get off I-4. 408 eastbound is fairly clear right now, and the crash at Colonial and Kirkman is in the cleanup stages now. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AccuWeather Forecast.
This evening will be mainly clear and humid with a low of 75. Then tomorrow and Wednesday both will be partly sunny, very warm and humid. High Tuesday and Wednesday, 93. Sunny to partly cloudy, humid and remaining warm on Thursday. High on Thursday, 89. I'm Holly Holdren, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With an outdated website and poor Google rankings, your competition is getting your potential customers. You need a marketing company who treats you like family. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we provide state-of-the-art websites, search engine optimization, and social media campaigns that work. Call me, Matt Buff, at 321-765-7710 and mention this ad to get your first month free. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we will make your website awesome again. We will make your social media work again. And yes, we will make your online marketing great again. Visit JJCMarketingSolutions.com or call 321-765-7710 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit up right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a roll on a honey.
I know how. No one wanted to win.
Where fire water? All right. You are welcome to the American Adversaries Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen, where if you're as white and European as they come, you got more Indian blood in you than Elizabeth Warren does. All right. That's according to the New York Times. But you're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. We're here. We're live and coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. All right. Got Colonel Danny McKnight, the commanding general of the American Adversaries Army and author of the excellent book, Streets of Mogadishu, which you can get at his website, DannyMcKnight.com. Always great to have you in, Colonel.
Hey, we made it got me through the first hour, so now we'll work on the second hour.
Okay? That's right. And we also have Colonel David Smith, and got an Army colonel and a Marine colonel here. Colonel Smith being the United States Marine helicopter pilot, wasn't it?
Correct. Spent 30 years flying helicopters in the Marine Corps.
Wow, that's something else. And Rick Brown is in the studio today. Always great to see Rick.
Good to see you, sir.
Yeah. And I am Christopher Hart. Jeff's on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. I want to talk to Colonel Smith about his house race here, but this breaking news out, this just broke, and this is sort of some interesting type news.
Just broke, yeah. Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, died today from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was 65.
65. Money can't buy you health.
Uh-uh.
Make and buy you love. But even according to the Beatles, it can't buy you that, right?
It depends on the city.
But Paul Allen, man, that's a shame. One of the richest men in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't up there with Buffett and them guys, but he had a lot of it. And owner of the Seattle Sonics basketball team, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. All right. But there was other breaking news today as well out of the state of Florida, which gives more, shall we say, importance to the governor's race. There are three Supreme Court openings that are, I guess they come open at the end of the year, isn't it, David, I think?
Yes.
And the current governor, Rick Scott, who's running for Senate, obviously, right now, wanted to appoint those three judges himself to the Florida Supreme Court. And he was challenged, and the Florida Supreme Court has ruled today that it will not be Rick Scott. It will be the incoming governor who will appoint those three judges, which, as I said, makes the governor's race, raises the stakes for that a lot higher, because if Gillum were to somehow win this race, he would be the one to appoint immediately. Be his first task, and I bet he'd be happy to do it, appoint three flaming liberals to the Florida Supreme Court, you know, at a time when we're going the other way on the national Supreme Court. Your thoughts, David?
Well, that's why you're starting to see George Soros pour money into the Gillum campaign. When you look at the latest numbers I've seen, 93% of Andrew Gillum's money has come from outside of Florida, and when you see card-carrying socialists like George Soros get involved in a governor's race, and he was involved in the primary of why, you know, Gillum came from, you know, from way back in the pack to win the Democratic nomination, and now they're doubling down with money, and we've got to get people that care about the direction that this state and this country's headed. You got to get them out to vote. It's critical.
Colonel McKnight, I know you spend a lot of time in Tallahassee, at least at Doak Campbell Stadium up there. your thoughts on this?
I can't wait to get up there this weekend because I've got some people I want to talk to, and I want to get some feedback, and I'll let you know whatever I find out. But
they live in Tallahassee.
They live in Tallahassee, exactly. And I think I know where they stand already. That's not the question, but I want to know how they feel this thing's going to go in Tallahassee with, you know, Gillum there and DeSantis, and I just want to see what they're hearing up there. I haven't, you know, been up there recently. You know, it's been like 3 weeks since I was there.
And Rick, we're seeing this money from Soros and Soros-backed groups flood into Florida, all kinds of races.
Yeah, it's very, very dominant right now. They were listing a list of candidates who are taking Soros money and PAC money from
and
the Democrats.
Is your opponent? Do you know?
On his latest financial report, no. But they would do that probably in a House race through a political action committee. They wouldn't go directly, although he has. But typically, that kind of money will come because Gillum, I mean, he got $250,000, and you have to give that kind of money to a PAC. And they're the ones that do all the mail and the attack
right.
ads and TV and all that kind of stuff. And
right.
But I'm hearing of other candidates that are getting attack ads, and they do positive mail ads, and then they will do television as an attack piece because TV is expensive, and outside money is the way it gets funded in Florida.
All right, and this outside money is dark money because we know very, very little about it, and you really have to look into it to see what's going on. The your opponent, well, first of all, you're running for Florida House District 28.
Correct, which is East Seminole County.
East Seminole County. And so if you live in East Seminole County, David is your guy. Tell us a little bit about your opponent.
In candidate 101 school, they teach you, never say your opponent's name just because, you don't want to give him any free airtime. But he's a part-time professor at UCF, he's endorsed by Bernie Sanders. I mean, that's really is on the far extreme progressive left, and is nothing like typically with that whole group. There's nothing they won't say. There's nothing they won't do to undermine the direction that Florida's moving. And when you see the historic low unemployment rate, booming business growth, and they want to undo that with really what is there's no other way to describe it except socialism in Florida.
Sound like what you want over there in East Seminole County, Rick?
Yeah, not a lick. Not a lick.
And what's interesting is that they are embracing this. Now, we have noticed a phenomenon with some of the candidates where they are not going overboard and identifying themselves as Democrats. They're kind of distancing themselves. I saw it with Stephanie Murphy, for instance, in a debate she had with Mike Miller over the weekend, where she kept saying over again, I'm not a Democrat. I'm just, there to call balls and strikes and do what the right thing is to do. And of course, she's voted with Nancy Pelosi over 90% of the time. But are you seeing the same thing where they're not really claiming to be a Democrat? They're claiming to be this sort of new kind of candidate?
Oh no, just the opposite with my opponent. His name's Lee Mangold, and he just represents that far left side of the Democratic Party. And when whether you call it on his website or his Facebook and progressive Democrat or whatever, but it's a radical socialist agenda. There's just no other way. I mean, if it was in a history class or civics or social studies or whatever you want to call it, if they were teaching the philosophies he espouses, we would all see it as socialism, flat out.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it.
And worse. I mean, socialism and communism are the same thing, just the means of getting there are different.
Well, it's that socialism is the stop along the way.
That's it.
To getting to communism.
You know, interesting thing about Stephanie Murphy, too, she's having a campaign and legislature update at the Oviedo Winter Springs Chamber of Commerce this Thursday. It's closed, no walk-ins, but no recorders, no phones, no press. What is she going to say there that isn't the truth, other than everything? So nobody can hold her to it.
The Democrats, they talk about transparency, but they have very little of it when it boils down to it. Now, early voting starts pretty quickly, pretty soon, doesn't it?
Early voting starts October 22nd, runs through November 4th.
Okay.
That a week from Monday?
Yeah. It is. And I mean,
that's a week
of course,
from today.
Yeah, absentee ballots are already out and are already coming back. So people are voting right now in Florida. So if you've received, it's a significant number of people will vote before Election Day. Mike Rattel, who is the supervisor of elections in Seminole County, his estimate is about 72% of all votes in Seminole County will be cast before Election Day.
Right. Wow.
And it's through the absentee and then or vote by mail and then early voting.
All right. Do you have a website, social presence?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me at electsmith28.com, and that's the number 28. So electsmith28.com, or you can find me at David Smith Republican on Facebook.
And now this is a partisan election. Mm-hmm. All of the state elections are partisan elections. Just a few of the county ones aren't, but all the state elections are party elections. So just look for the R if you're at all confused this year. We're not messing around. And David, you can't do better than David Smith. He's an excellent candidate. He'd make an excellent representative for you folks in East Seminole County, don't you think, Rick?
Amen. We wish you all the best because we got to push back on this at every corner.
We're running very strong, and I tell you, just what is has been really an interesting turn of all the events, because we do the farmers markets, the car shows, the anything where you can get out and meet people.
As a matter of fact, you're going to be somewhere Saturday, right?
We'll be on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be at the Arttoberfest at the Winter Springs Town Center, and we'll be working the crowd, meeting voters, and handing out some information about the campaign. But one of the things that we did, the Sanford Farmers Market this past Saturday, met with a lot of great people. And one of the things that people would look at my palm card and they'd go, oh, Republican, you've got my vote. And these were people that identified as the independents or the no party affiliates.
Right.
And I'm not kidding you, multiple people cited that the way Justice Kavanaugh was treated in his confirmation hearing by Democrats is making no party affiliated voters in Florida vote a straight Republican ticket. And I heard that over and over again in Sanford. So that's a unique demographic there, and very, very positive, I think, for me.
I see you nodding your head over there, Colonel. You get the same feeling?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That put a negative thing with Kavanaugh in the right place.
Right.
So the Democrats going to have to eat it.
Right.
That's what I say about it. And I sure agree with Colonel, that's for sure.
And this goes right in hand with a story that I'd run across on Friday, where a fella who is actually a New York Times reporter, let me see if I have his name, maybe I can find it, he did a study. They did a study of off-year elections. And if the economy had if there was a correlation with the economy in the election. In other words, if the economy was good, did the incumbent do better? I'm talking about the president's party. Or if the economy was bad, and they found there was no difference. That in the off-year election, the economy, whether it was good or bad, was not the driving issue. And it was never the same issue, but it was always some what he called overriding or overshadowing issue. And it appears to be we found one, or the Democrats gave it to us in Judge Kavanaugh, and that's what you're just saying. That's what's driving people that aren't one party or the other, staunch Republican or Democrat. That's what's driving them to make their decision.
It's definitely going to have an impact, and it's also going to have an impact on voter turnout. There are some people that in midterm elections drops off significantly. People vote in the presidential year, and then my vote's not that important. These other elections aren't that big a deal. Well, this year they're a very big deal, and I believe the Justice Kavanaugh hearings are having an impact also on not only who you vote for, what party you vote for, but how many people will turn out and vote. Because this election, I'll just tell you, mark my words, these elections in the state of Florida will be determined by voter turnout and the number of no party affiliated that you can influence to vote your way.
All right. So you folks in East Seminole County, we know two people you need to be voting for other than the governor's race and the Senate race, and that is David Smith for Florida House District 28 and Mike Miller for U.S. House District 7. We need both those guys in place.
Amen.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got more with Colonel David Smith. The early voting starts a week from today, ladies and gentlemen. 3 weeks from tomorrow is decision day. Don't ignore your amendments. All right. All right. When we come back, Roger's on the line. We'll take his call, yours as well, at 407-774-8255.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Marilee here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week.
Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
I want you to want me.
Sing it, Rick. Quote me. I need. All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We need your vote. We want you to vote. We need your vote. And if we get out and vote in the numbers that we have, we can make a difference, just like we did in 2016. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Once again, we have Colonel David Smith, who's running for Florida House District 28, in the House with us. That's the east part of Seminole County. And he's running against a diehard liberal who's a professor at UCF. That ought to tell you just about everything you need to know. And but this is just one race in many that we need to get out and support Colonel Smith. Once again, if you'd like to meet him, he'll be at the Arttoberfest. And that's in Winter Springs.
Winter Springs in Central Winds Park.
In Central Winds Park. And that's both Saturday
No, it's not Central Winds Park. It's along Bloomberg Boulevard in the town center.
Right. It's in the town center.
Right.
You can get something to eat there, I've heard.
Oh, yeah. There's a good Mexican place you might want to check
out. I've heard of that. A place called Tijuana Flats. That's this Saturday and Sunday, the Arttoberfest. And just look for the, I know this isn't garnet. What color is this?
It's burgundy.
Burgundy, yeah. Let's look for the hot burgundy shirts, and that'll be David and his supporters.
I tell you, Chris, if you look at the yard signs through the primary, I mean, every Republican in Central Florida had red, white, and blue. And then you had a couple of them had, okay, a different shade of red. And we're like, well, we want the Smith to pop out. We want people to see that. We want to see Republicans. So we just went with the darker burgundy and the white, and we think we got a pretty good yard
They're
sign.
They're nice-looking signs. They really are. You can see them. You know who they are. After you've seen them once, you know who they are.
Well, when we had them priced, if somebody drives by that sign and they get just a flash, just a glimpse, they're going to get two things. They're going to see Smith, and they're going to see Republican.
That's it.
All right. And once again, that District 28, Florida House, is the east part of Seminole County. And I know all of you in that part of the county can hear our show. And David's been on a number of times. He's a high-quality candidate. He's got both 30 years' experience in the United States Marines, and he also had experience in procurement, and he worked for a private company. I mean, this man's got it all. He's the kind of person we need representing us in the legislature. So, David, real quick, once more time, how can people help you out, other than voting for you, obviously?
Yeah, well, go to my website if you want to learn more about me, and it's electsmith28.com. Follow me on Facebook. You'll see more, just like today, I just posted before I came to the program, the Florida Professional Firefighters endorsed me today. So that's our 40th major endorsement. Seminole County Sheriff Dennis Lima was one of my first supporters. I refer to him as my lead blocker. He's been a great friend to the campaign. But follow us on Facebook. We keep updating endorsements, and you're always welcome to come and help and volunteer and wave signs. But what's absolute critical is to vote. It's your civic duty to do so. And what I'm asking you to do is be sure to tell your family, friends, and neighbors to vote too.
All right.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, David. Good luck. And are you? By the way, do you have a watch party going on election night yet?
Yes, the Republican Party is running that. I don't have the exact details right now, and
we'll interview you and you can tell us all about
Absolutely.
That. Okay. Once
Wish
again,
you all the best.
If you would like to meet David, it's this weekend, Arttoberfest at the Winter Springs Town Center, both Saturday and Sunday. All right. Stick around. We'll take a break and come right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Breaking news from SRN News. I'm Val Dior. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen has passed away at the age of 65 in Seattle, his family confirming here just recently from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Was it an interrogation attempt that went too far and could have possibly led to the death of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi? Well, several leaders of countries are demanding answers, including President Trump, who has spoken with Saudi Arabia's king and says he denies any knowledge of what happened to the journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul 2 weeks ago. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo headed there right now. President Trump was in Georgia and Florida today to survey damage by Hurricane Michael. The president and first lady also met with farmers who lost crops from the devastating storm. On Wall Street, the Dow closing down 89, NASDAQ ending down 66, S&P down 16. For more details, srnnews.com.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep? Or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base, and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
everybody. That's right. It's your boy, the seven-foot wonder kid himself, the blueprint Matt Morgan, the genetic giant. And right now you're listening to the American Adversaries Political Professional Wrestling Show only on Orlando's WRL FM 105.5 and on AM 660, The Answer.
All right, we're back and we're live in the Relax and Comfort Studios, the American Adversaries. 407-774-8255 is the number. Once again, have Colonel Danny McKnight in the studio, along with Rick Brown, and Nostra Dennis has slipped in the dome.
Hi there, guys. And Chris, I hope you enjoy that book I just gave you, that Mitch Albom book. You might have heard, listeners, about the book he wrote that turned into a movie starring John Voight called The Five People You Meet in Heaven. He was on his book tour just this past week, and he was over at Rollins College, did a little presentation, and he autographed a book for me, and there was an extra book around, and he autographed this one for Chris.
Nice.
How about that?
So it's a real good read. He hasn't read the original. He's got to read that first, and then this is like a sequel. It picks up where the first one
left. This is the next person you meet in heaven?
Right.
Very nice.
All right. Excellent. Excellent.
You ever read his first book?
Really good.
Tuesdays with Maury?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
outstanding.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll look forward to that. Thank you, Nostra Dennis. Okay, by the way, Randy Ross is going to be calling in here momentarily. As soon as he does, we're going to take his phone call. If you remember last year, Randy Ross headed up the I-4 to Texas, then the I-4 to Florida, then the I-4 to Puerto Rico campaigns, and they were all a huge success, all of them. Well, he's been drafted into action again for I-4 to Florida again. I don't know what they're calling it, but this time it'll be, instead of I-4 to South Florida, it's going to be I-4 to North Florida. And so they're putting together a location, and later this week, the location will open for donations, and then they're shooting for this weekend to send the donations to North Florida, the truck or trucks up there. So when he calls in, he's going to give us the details so far as we know it for this drive.
God bless him, because he's on the injured list right now. I don't know if you heard the story.
No.
He tripped over a crack in the pavement, and his foot is killing him. You see the headline. Republican leader has crack problem. You know that's what they're going to say.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
leave it to Nostra Dennis. In the meantime, Roger's been patiently waiting. Let's take his phone call as we anticipate Randy's. Roger, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being there tonight.
Glad to be here. Glad you're here.
Hey there.
Both colonels, thank you for your service.
Yes, sir.
A couple men around town, thank you for your service to the community. Nostra Dennis also.
Thank you. Yep.
To all the AA Army and God's Army, get off your hands, get out and vote, people. Plan it. We got to vote for these R's. Keep the Democrats out. Vote for a Democrat, and you're voting against Donald Trump and prosperity.
Yeah, and most likely God too. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. The question I had on the ballot: soil and water and school board don't have a party designation. Do you have recommendations on that?
You talking about Seminole County?
I got Orange County ballot.
Orange County, school board. I haven't looked at those options yet. We have posted up my recommendations for the amendments and for the judges. We went to Florida Family, that's FloridaFLFamily.org, John Stenberger's group on the judges, because it's near impossible to find out anything.
Okay. John, yeah, that was one of my questions.
Yeah, okay. John is
FloridaFamily.org.
Yeah, but
okay.
we've put
soil and water, those are state races.
Right. We're going to find out on that. I do have a couple of names in mind for soil and water, and I'll look into that other race. I don't have anything for you right now on that. The judges, we went to Florida Family, and we have them on our website. That's AmericanAdversaries.com.
Or Florida Family.
Yeah, and now for sheriff, I have recommended Joe Lopez for Orange County Sheriff. And for that Apopka area Orange County Commission seat, I'm recommending Christine Moore.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had that one. Yeah, I was going to ask about the sheriff race because Frank or somebody called in and said Mina may have endorsed the communists. So
being endorsed by, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I'm recommending Joe Lopez on that. We had him on the show. He's a real quality guy. A long time, I think 30 years as a state trooper. He's got the experience.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Appreciate you being out there.
All right.
Colonel, I found out Friday evening that there is a couple that live in the villages, and I thought about you when I heard this story, because they have a flag up there that they fly. They fly it at night, and it's got a dedicated light, so it meets the protocol, right. And the villages want them to take it down. What do you say about that?
I'll need to go to the villages and stop that one for you, okay? I kid you not. No, they can't do that. They can't. They tried to do that in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
When they told me I couldn't put my flagpole up in my backyard, and it was, you know, plenty high, one on the front of the house or something. They said, we only let you put them on the front of the house. I said, you don't understand. I wasn't asking your permission. I was informing you that I was putting my flagpole up back there, and everybody around my pond back there can see the flag, and it's lit up 24 hours a day. So, no, that there's, I'll go after that one because we got friends over there that live there
in the villages.
Yes. Yeah. So if that's what they're trying to do, I'll be making another visit.
Man, you're everywhere.
I know. I'll be making another one. You know. Yeah. I'm glad you told me that.
All that's right. A knock on the door I don't want to get.
That's right. All right. Let's take this call from Fernando. Fernando, thank you for calling tonight. Your question, please. Thanks.
How you guys doing?
Excellent. Thank
Good.
You.
How are you?
Yeah, just a real quick question. I've contacted Seminole County Republican headquarters, and it seems as though DeSantis doesn't have any signs available and is not going to be printing them, according to one of the volunteers there. And I just wanted to know, have you heard anything, and why aren't we getting a strong push for DeSantis in Central Florida?
Well, I've seen signs.
Have you?
There are yard signs in Winter Springs.
So you might want to try one of the other, you might want to try Orange County. They have a place right up here on 436, as a matter of fact, between 434 and Apopka, where they might have some signs. But I have noticed that, and by the way, I know someone asked this about Rick Scott's campaign. They're not doing as many okay. signs this year. They're just not. And I don't know if it's a budgetary thing or what, but there just aren't as many signs out there.
They are doing radio, TV, and a lot of social media, though.
Right. Now, as far as Ron DeSantis goes, he did get off to a slow start, but he's got a new campaign manager who managed both Rick Scott's successful bids for governor and helped out during the Trump campaign in 2016. And I think he's got the right person. Hope he got her in time. And but, you know, this is when the real push begins. Because the absentee ballots are out. Early voting starts a week from today. So hopefully we'll see a lot more of them. By the way, his wife is going to be in town here locally. And I'll have Randy Ross, who's on the line right now, give us the details about that.
Great.
As he gives us the details about this drive to help folks in Northwest Florida. Thank you, Fernando. We appreciate your phone call. Let's go right now to Randy Ross. Hey, Randy, how you doing tonight?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey there.
You know, it just seems like it really was like a year ago that we were going through this. And, you know, we went through three, I-4 for Texas, I-4 for Florida, I-4 for Puerto Rico. And I remember telling people at the end of that, I just hope we never have to do that again. And I'll be honest with you, I was hoping we didn't have to do it this time. But then when I started seeing the images, started working with Pastor Paula White's group, who did our distribution on the ground in Puerto Rico, working with Global Empowerment Mission, which now has the warehouse in Mexico City. It was like, okay, or Mexico Beach or whatever it's called. I was like, okay, so now we have all of what we need. So we're going to have to do this, you know, again. And so we're excited actually to launch this. Tomorrow night I'll actually launch the location, but we are going to do I-4 for the Panhandle. We're going to hope that we have huge success. We're going to only do 2 days of the drive, which will be Thursday and Friday of this week. Specifically, what we're going to be looking for are toiletries, diapers, any type of cleanup material like trash bags, rakes. We're really narrowing the focus, and I'll have something that you can put on the website tomorrow so that everybody knows exactly what we're looking for. We're excited that American Adversaries are going to be partnering with us and, you know, some other local groups so we can actually make this happen once again. Here we go.
All right. So it's going to be I-4 to the Panhandle, I-4 for the Panhandle, and the collections will be Thursday and Friday, and we're looking for cleaning items,
right.
Toiletries. Yep. Go ahead.
Right. We'll actually get it up to, it'll head to the Panhandle on Saturday. We've already connected, like I said, with Pastor Paula White's group, who did the distribution in Puerto Rico, so they'll be there to receive it. We already have the warehouse space in the Panhandle for everything to be housed. So much better and so much easier, and why we're able to compact this a little bit. We're not going to an island. We're going directly to the northern part of Florida, obviously. So we don't have to use containers. We don't have to pack it quite the same way. so there is some ease in that process. But I'll also, you mentioned to me this Casey DeSantis event. Of course, that's not my event, but that is the Women for DeSantis are doing that, and it's on October 26th, I believe, is what the flyer says.
Okay.
It's going to be at the Alphon Inn. And I also will share this with Kathy so she can put it up on the Facebook page and her website.
Good.
So they see how they can RSVP, you know, to this event. Again, there's so much going on. And I did hear right at the very end you were talking about the DeSantis campaign and signs. You know, let's just keep in mind that signs are great energy. Signs are a wonderful way for people to think that things are going in a certain direction. But signs don't vote. And so that's not to condemn those who have signs in their yard. Everybody loves seeing signs. But you got to remember, what we have to make sure we're doing is getting people out to vote. That's been the message that President Trump has been sending at every rally he goes to. That's what, you know, Governor Scott, Ron DeSantis, all the politicians, even at a local level, they're all saying you got to get out to vote. And so the energy is there. The message and reason to go vote is there. The question is, can we make sure that all of our Republicans get off, you know, the couch and go out there and do that. And I have faith that they will. So
I think you're right. I think you're right. And we're going to keep encouraging them to do so. Listen, Randy, I think you're going to love this news. Just broke over the wire. President Trump has won the lawsuit against Stormy Daniels.
Oh, and they've awarded him attorney fees.
Yeah, the suit was thrown.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. The suit was thrown out. And he has been awarded attorney fees.
I wonder if that'll be on The View tomorrow.
Yeah.
That'll be on The View tomorrow.
I doubt it. All right.
Hey, Randy.
All right, guys.
Hey, Randy.
I'll see you tomorrow night, and we'll announce the location for High Court for Pano. Yes, sir.
Okay. Where is that going to be posted, the location for drop-off?
It'll be tomorrow evening. We'll have it. I'll announce it by probably 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, but we'll post it not only on our various political pages, but we'll also post it on the American Adversary
right.
Facebook
okay,
page.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I've already contacted local media who's agreed to cover the event. So we're feeling pretty good about that part because, as you know, back in the day, a year ago, it was all the local stations really did kind of come out and support us and what we were doing, which also helped to let people know that what we were doing is real. You know, again, we're just fortunate that it's actually in the state of Florida and we can make this happen a lot more quickly and that we already have a partner that we've worked with for distribution before and that we have a warehouse up in Panhandle. So it's turnkey at this stage. We've just got to make sure everybody, you know, comes and brings their product. And we'll announce all that tomorrow.
Well, if anybody knows how to do it, you do because you've done it quite successfully.
I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Randy.
Now,
we'll see you tomorrow.
We had a great group of volunteers, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
See you tomorrow. Of course, Randy will be here as a part of Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. And this is no joke. The judge has thrown out the lawsuit against President Trump and awarded him attorney's fees. Take that, Michael Avenatti. All right. We'll take a break and come back, and we got some other news for you. You probably haven't heard anywhere else either. You're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle.
Isn't this Queen?
It's Queen, yes.
Yeah, I ride my bike. What's this all about?
It's Queen. It's the bicycle song. If you've ever seen the video, put the kids in a different room before you watch it, okay? I'll just say that. Well, this is a theme song of the story I'm going to talk about here at the College of Charleston, where Rachel McKinnon, a professor at the college, won the women's sprint 35 to 39 age bracket at the 2018 UCI Masters Track Cycling World Championship in Los Angeles.
Okay, great.
Here's
for
the
Rachel.
Thing. Yeah. Rachel McKinnon, I have not been able to find out his real first name, but he is a biological male who identifies as a transgender woman. The first transgender woman world champ ever, he claims, and said to USA Today, "We cannot have a woman legally recognized as a trans woman in society and not be recognized that way in sports." Of course, critics would say this puts female competitors at an inherent disadvantage, because despite what you want to call yourself and despite what you feel like that day, men have a different body mass. They have a different level of strength.
Muscles, yeah.
And, Colonel, sure. You know, there's some women in the military that are awesome, tough-as-nails women. But overall, men are usually stronger and usually more able to do things like, let's say, ride a bicycle real fast.
And Colonel, of course.
The women in the military have come a long ways. I will say that they really have, and they've really worked hard, and they do good things. But there still is that time, if you got a male and a female soldier out there fighting in combat, I know which one's going to lose.
Yeah, and it's not that you're being sexist.
No,
it's that
has nothing to do with that. Exactly.
The male, in many cases, is going to do what he can to try to protect his female buddy. And that may take his eyes off the goal in the mission, and that's
exactly.
Another factor.
I'd say the same thing.
Yeah, but part of this gist of the story also is the identity thing, identifying yes. as a woman. And, of course, for a while, the Obama administration was allowing that to happen in the military, and then the Trump administration put a stop to that,
yes,
right?
Exactly, yep.
And what would that do? What did it do for the morale when that became the policy, and then when the policy was changed?
When it got turned over. I would tell you that the female soldiers were very proud that it was changed.
And went back
to the way it should have been. You would find that they wanted to be the regular person that they're supposed to be, and that made a big difference. It really did. No doubt about it.
And the morale of the female.
And the males.
And the male.
Exactly.
And I'll give you this. If you are uncomfortable in your own skin and you feel like you were born the wrong gender, if you're really that committed to it and you want to get that surgery, that's entirely up to you. But these people who have decided they want to keep what God gave them, but still be considered something else,
yes.
That just doesn't make any sense to me.
I see you nodding your head over there.
Just agreeing.
Want to weigh in on this one?
I'm just agreeing.
All right. We've all, of course, been angered by NFL players kneeling during the national anthem, and it doesn't seem to be as big a thing this year. Evidently, not as many players are doing it.
Now, as Mike McBath has said more than once on the show, fewer than 0.1% of players are doing this.
And that was at the height.
Right. And it's really, it's become a non-issue only because there are so few people doing it, and very, very few of them are names we even hear of. Yeah. They're like the guy sixth on the depth chart or guys on the taxi squad.
All right.
They're not the high-profile players.
All right, but don't take that as encouragement if you're a Democrat out there to go around saying you're going to stand for the national anthem because something bad might happen to you, right?
The former executive director of a Pennsylvania chapter of the Democratic Party got bounced from that position. Mark Salvis told a CBS affiliate last week he was asked to step down as head of the Allegheny County Democratic Party because of his Facebook profile. He asked for the profile to be overlaid with these words: "I stand for the flag. I kneel at the cross." Salvis is a Gulf War veteran who served as a Marine, and he said, "I'm not ashamed of my patriotism, not one bit. I fought for this country. I think I have a right to be a voice, to have a voice and be patriotic." But he agrees that the guys who want to take a knee, that is their right. That's part of what the flag stands for.
Yeah, but he still got fired.
It gives him the right to do that. And despite that, yes, they still decided that he was not worthy to lead the Democratic Party in that county.
Colonel, what do you think?
Even the Democratic Party can be so stupid as to do that with a guy like him. I mean, look at his background and what he said. He's so right. And his own party does that to him.
And what a great leader he would be for their party, and
exactly.
What a great example he'd
exactly.
be for them.
Well, that's just it. That just goes to show how far left the Democrat Party has moved, right?
Rick? Absolutely.
That this center-left candidate can't even survive.
Nope. Unless you're way on the left-hand fringe, you don't belong in the Democratic Party anymore.
And that and Kavanaugh is going to be their doom, I do believe, in this election. But it's up to us. Can't relax. Can't think, oh, yeah, Kavanaugh's going to put him over the top, so I don't have to go out and vote. No, that means we got to get out and vote.
That's why I'm really hoping that DeSantis' new person really plugs on Gillum's platform. Gillum's platform alone will get him not elected.
And that's another thing, too, because a lot of the hit pieces I've seen on Gollum, as my brother called him.
Gollum.
You know, Gollum.
My precious.
Yes, Gollum. The attack ads are about the FBI investigation and the crime rate in Tallahassee and all. And all that stuff's fine, okay. But you need to attack him on his platform. Because it is pure democratic socialism.
He wants the state to be a sanctuary state. He wants open borders. That's enough for me.
And he wants a state income tax. I mean, it's the whole nine yards. And I have not seen one commercial going after his agenda. So I agree with you on that for sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard a great phrase today, and it was this: the Democratic Party wants to be given the power to destroy this country. And if they don't, they're going to destroy this country. That's their threat.
Yep.
That's
right.
Colonel?
No comment. I'm sorry.
All right. You got a tough race going on down there in, for the U.S. House in your district because Bill Posey's got a tough opponent this time.
Yep. He does. I know he's right now above, you know, the other. But it's been a hard fight. It really has. And with a few weeks to go, we got to keep pushing for that one because he is the ultimate guy to be down there. And I've been his supporter every time he's run for anything. And I will continue to do that this time. Yeah. And I am a real believer in our current governor putting Bill Nelson away.
Yes.
I really am. That is maybe one of the most important things that I've seen in my life in a long time, that we need that.
If that seat can flip, that will be huge.
Yes. And it's tight. Like you and I were talking earlier, Chris, it's tight. But I really believe if people are paying attention to what our current governor is doing now, think how much more he can do for our country when he puts Bill Nelson away. People have got to get out and vote for him.
And for our state.
That's right.
And I do believe, just like in 2016, as Florida goes, I believe most of the nation will go as well. If the Republicans have a good night in Florida in 3 weeks from tomorrow, I believe it'll be good night all the way around. But as Nostradamus said, if they don't win the elections, they're going to try to tear the country down anyway, like they tried to do. Where was this, in Oregon this past weekend, where the Antifa group had the rumble?
Yeah, they had to...
Remember when the gangs used to say, we're going to have a rumble?
Portland, Oregon. It was not meant to be a rumble. It started out, they called it a Patriot Prayer Rally.
But this was a conservative group.
So it was a conservative group, but there were also there was also an anti-rally.
Right.
So
Antifa.
Antifa got into it with them. And apparently police said that there were hard-knuckle gloves, knives, and firearms seized from members of both groups. Can you imagine going out there for a Patriot prayer rally wearing a glove with spikes on it?
Yes, I actually can in this environment.
And police did what they could from a distance.
Well,
they
you got
fired
something against some gloves with spikes on them?
Police fired pepper balls and pepper spray into the crowds.
Can you get those blessed, though?
No. Okay. No, you're not allowed to. And about three dozen people waving American flags were challenged by some Antifa members, and the punches started flying.
And some of the Antifa members went down.
They did.
They should be able to handle that out in Portland, because that's the one of the weenie capitals of the world, you know?
I'm surprised there are enough people out there to have a Patriot prayer rally, though.
It is.
And it's also very very anti-religion.
Yeah.
Very atheist.
For you Trailblazers fans out there, that was Curly Knight's comment.
The weenie capital of the world.
We concur. All right, we're gonna have to leave it at that. Larry Elder is up next. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Once again, go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Register for the prize drawing that we're going to be doing raffle style on November the 7th at Kitland Park, remote broadcast. You're all invited to come out and help us celebrate the opening ceremony of the Traveling Vietnam Wall Memorial here for Veterans Day weekend. Night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion, FM 105.5.